Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. We've got Kale Sorbo producing today. And of course, we've got just a nice, chill little Friday show, a little earlier than we usually go on a Friday, because we have a holiday party tonight. Don't come to the bar tonight, you guys. Please come any other night. There's not even any, you know, Colorado teams playing tonight. So there you go. But yeah, welcome in. Happy Friday. We are going to get into some baseball news, some not necessarily Rockies news, but just one team is really highlighting what the Rockies are not doing this offseason, and it's getting on my nerves. And of course, the Dodgers just added more pitching talent to their roster. It's a good day. Isn't a good day? I don't know, guys. The thing that we were talking about in the office, though, since I feel like whenever you are wearing a jersey, people are always like, oh, whose jersey is that? Who are you wearing? Because I'm wearing a Rockies jersey today. It's blank on the back because I bought it to, you know, put my own name on it. I can't wear a Rockies jersey with a current player. I cover these guys. That would be weird. I think it would cause drama, too. To say the least. But yeah, we kind of put this question out there on Twitter a couple minutes ago. Which Rockies jersey, like which player's jersey is the most timeless?
There's a couple of jerseys that like are like timeless, but like not only are they timeless, but like kind of like a hipster pick. Like if you saw one, you'd be like, oh, you're like a real one.
Oh, like who would that be? If you saw like a specific Rockies jersey and you're like, oh, that's a deep cut right there.
If I saw a Jorge De La Rosa jersey in the wild, I would lose my shit.
You would lose your shit?
Yeah.
Over a Jorge De La Rosa jersey?
Because like even when he's my favorite Rocky ever. But like, I feel like even when he was really good and like played for us for a long time, nobody had a Jorge jersey.
Okay.
That's the thing. So like, if I saw one, I'd be like, oh, that's like you're a real one. Like
you're
that's
a real
dope.
One. I was saying like, I think a Spilly jersey is so timeless because it's like he's still around the broadcast. Like we still see him at the ballpark, but he's like personality wise, like he has aged so well. I mean, he's aging well no matter what, but like personality wise, it's like, oh, we get to see so much more of it now. We get to see like how actually he is so funny. I feel like that's a good one. We asked people on Twitter too, though. Got a lot of Helton, got some Charlie Blackmon. Those were some big ones. Someone said Joshua Fuentes. Like that's maybe not timeless. Just kind of reminds me of, you know, his cousin. Did you know his cousin also plays baseball? He actually used to be a Rocky. The Rockies are still paying him.
I'd never heard that. What a weird, never heard that.
So crazy. So freaking crazy. But yeah, guys, let me know in the comments what you think is the most timeless Rockies player jersey. The overwhelming favorite is Todd Helton. Speaking of Todd Helton, though, really, one of the very few things we have to look forward to as Rockies fans right now is the possibility of him getting that Hall of Fame selection next month. So that'll be on the 23rd. Actually, we'll have like a party at the bar for that too. We did that last year and it was a little disappointing because we're all just like, oh, he didn't get it. He was like 11 votes short. Damn. Okay, that was close. So it makes me think that it will actually happen. But yeah, speaking of the good old days, today's an anniversary of sorts. Today, on this day, 18 years ago, the Montfort brothers took over full ownership of the Rockies. So it's been a freaking 18 years of this. But yeah, Jerry McNorris was the original principal owner of the Rockies up until 2005 when he sold his financial interest in the club to Charlie and Dick 18 years ago today. Yeah, that's an anniversary that we're acknowledging. I mean, FanFest is coming up at least. And the Rockies did just post on Twitter about the Def Leppard and Journey Summer Stadium Tour with Cheap Trick. That's on September 8th. And I think they're going to all the ballparks. Kind of seems like it. So, yeah, these are the things that we have to look forward to while we wait for the Rockies to make a move. I I just feel like this is how I feel like things are going to go. Everyone's going to be, all the other teams are going to be making their moves, doing their thing, signing their free agents. And like, we're not going to see Rocky's signings, I feel like, until spring trading. I was like, I made this analogy upstairs. I was like, okay, the Rockies are kind of like the guy who's waiting outside the bar at closing time, waiting to see those stragglers who is desperate to go home with someone. That's like how I'm feeling about this right now. Please, Rockies, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I'm excited that FanFest is coming back. Kale, will you go to FanFest?
I haven't been to FanFest in a long time, but maybe I'll go this year.
They haven't even had FanFest in a long time. It's been since 2019. They finally brought it back, you know, since COVID.
Yeah, I used to go when I was a kid, but like I probably haven't been since I was in high school, probably. So
yeah.
A long time ago.
I mean, I've never been to a Rockies fan fest, but like from what I've heard, it's going to be a lot going on. It's going to be lit.
Yeah, they used to be a really good time. I always enjoyed going when I was younger. And it's a great chance to like get to like one of the few chances you get to like see people in the organization outside of like, you know, unless you work for the team or cover the team. That
yeah,
type of thing,
exactly. So. I'm excited for fan fest. I think it'll be fun. We got to figure out our content plan. Because it sounds like a lot's going to be going on.
Sounds great.
It sounds good. You know what really sounds good to me? An ice cold Breck brew. Listen, they've been partnering with us. Breckenridge Brewery has been our number one beer since day one here at DNVR. But yeah, we've got the beer of the month. Sorry about this. I'm back. Beer of the month is the Christmas Ale. Guys, this is more than 7% ABV, and it's $6 a pint. If you're trying to get lit like a Christmas tree for the holiday season, this is the way to go. The Christmas Ale on tap here at the bar. You know, we've also got the Avalanche Ale, too. Mile High City Golden Ale. The Broncos Country Pale Ale. Let's freaking ride. Funslinger. The Good Company Hard Seltzers. You can find all of these on their beer locator. Go to breckbrew.com to find a brew near you. And guys, Golf Passport. Golf Passport is so freaking cool. So they also have, join now because prices are going to increase on January 1st. This is Colorado's number one golf discount program. And this isn't a new thing. They've been doing this for 22 years. You can get more golf, more lessons, more gear, more deals, and up to 60% off golf across the state, including the Ridge, Common Ground, Keystone, and more. So a free golf cart is also included every single time, and you can get other discounts at the PGA Tour Superstore, Golf Tech, and numerous other simulator facilities. There's a link in our description. Go to ColoradoAvidGolfer.com. Use code DNVR10 to save even more money. But that's where you'll find golf news, stories, travel, and tech. So, yeah, link in bio. All right. I sound a little raspy. Kale was there. We had a birthday party for Taylor Swift. So a bunch of people came over for a classic Wednesday night party for a woman we've never met.
Classic. Classic. Absolute classic.
Classic. I'm still suffering because I'm in my 30s, folks. I can't be acting like this anymore. Yet for some reason I am. That's what Sagittarius season will do to you, you know? All right, let's talk about the Kansas City Royals right now, because the Kansas City Royals, are they making us look dumb? Are they making us look dumb right now? Because they are doing the most this offseason. The absolute most. So today, we're talking Friday here, we got two big transactions from them. They signed right-handed starter Michael Wacha to a two-year, $32 million contract. Jeff Passan reported this. He has an opt-out after the first season. They also snagged Hunter Renfroe. They also snagged Hunter Renfroe today. And then yesterday, they signed Seth Lugo, right-handed pitcher, on a three-year, $45 million deal that has an opt-out after the second season. He had a 3.57 ERA last season. So this is the let me build you the context for this. The Royals have now committed $105 million in free agents. That includes Garrett Hampson getting $2 million. But yeah, they've got Renfro, Waka, Lugo, Stratton. They signed Will Smith earlier this week. So they're doing so much. And this is kind of, I think, partially, I mean, is this what we want the Rockies to be doing? Because this is a team, the Royals are in a similar boat. They had the second worst record in all of baseball, and they lost more than 100 games. We had the third worst record in baseball. We lost more than 100 games. They're doing a lot. It seems like they want to make sure that this doesn't happen again. This is kind of like what the Rangers did. You know, they lost 110 or whatever games, you know, a couple seasons ago, and then they spent like $500 million on guys, and things obviously turned around for them. They won a World Series. Are the Royals trying to do that? Are they capable of doing that? I don't know. They don't have a Bruce Bochy type. Oh, I see Michael in the chat. Michael, hello. Cheers to you. He says Lugo gets a lot of ground balls, which would have been good for the Rockies. Yes, it would have. We need stuff to stay low, because once it gets too high, who knows where it'll go. I don't know if you've heard about the air here, but it's very, very thin. I liked the way, okay, so Norman Cruz on Twitter put it this way just a couple of moments ago. He said, "Nah, it's just a bunch of guys. People complained when we, like Rockies, did that. Plus, they are in a weak division. Let's play the young guys," he said. Great point. Such a great point. I went full panic mode seeing how much the Royals have been doing, especially in the past 48 hours, please. But he's got a point. He's got a point. We do have a lot of young talent that's like just almost ready. Almost ready. They might all come together at the same time. Man, I don't know what we're going to do, though, with all this Dodger stuff happening. We'll get into Tyler Glasnow in a minute. But yeah, I don't know. Are we like, do we sound the alarm, the panic alarm yet for the Rockies, knowing that we are in this division?
I mean, I think it's more like the Rockies weren't going to be really in contention for the division this year anyway.
But this year might actually be the better option because Shohei's not pitching this coming season.
Totally, but...
So I don't know. Like, maybe are the Rockies going to miss any possible window that we could have because of what this Dodgers team has assembled?
Yeah, that's a fair point. But I also, like, if you're not going to compete, like, use it as a developmental year, I get that as well. Like, if that's what their thought process is. The only thing that worries me about that is, like, they have a ton of young guys that are ready that are, like, young bats, young position players. They don't have a lot of young arms coming up. So, like... What are they doing?
All right. Daddy's Surprise in the chat. Wow. Great name. We are a cooked franchise. Not yet. But someone turned the oven on. I don't know, man. All right. We're going to talk a little bit more about what the Dodgers are doing to make our lives miserable. But first, we got to shout out our friends at Hestra. You guys have to know about the Hestra job. Oh, my gosh. Wait, hold on a second. Yeah, no, that's correct. Sorry. Just making sure I'm following the right date here. All right. Hestra job gloves are where it's at. Okay. You can use these when you're outside shoveling snow or doing some, you know, work this winter. They're going to keep your hands warm. They're going to protect them. But also, you don't have to mess up your nice ski gloves because you're out there doing work. Also, these are great for tailgates. You can hold your ice cold beverage in your hand with these gloves. And listen, it's all gonna work out for you. It's gonna keep your beer cold. It's gonna keep your hands warm. You need that for tailgate season. Listen, we've got like two more tailgates left. You know, and they're all gonna be. I don't know. It's probably gonna be cold out. You need these gloves. Okay, so you're going to go to www.hestrajob.us. Use code DNVR40 to get 40% off your next purchase now through December 23rd. And if you order, Yeah, if you order before December 20th, your package will arrive before Christmas. So you've got about 5 days to order these if you want to get them for someone for Christmas. Everyone needs a pair of these gloves. They're great for, they're water and beer resistant too. So listen, they're going to be perfect for whatever you're doing outside this winter. But yeah, hesterjob.us, use code DNVR40. And whew, all right, speaking of being outside, Shady Rays take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the sunny weather that we get all winter long here in Colorado. They're an independent sunglasses company. They've got sunglasses that are just as good, if not better, than any designer pair out there. And they look great. And listen, if you break them or you lose them, they'll give you a new pair so you can continue to be out there looking great. So this is their deal, their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code DNVR for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. So try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by more than 250,000 people. Let's hop in the chat again. Daddy's Surprise is so chatty. What a freaking name. He says, I'm not even scared of Dodgers because I'm more scared of the Rockies. We can't get out of our own way. It definitely feels like that quite often. I get it. Michael adding a little context in the chat. Winning the division is meaningless in baseball today. Just win a game with the wild card, get hot for a month, and you too can be a world champion. That's the, listen, the Rockies have attended one World Series and that's how they did it. So
yeah, but it'd be nice to win the division since we've literally never done it.
It would be so nice that to would, win a
that
division
would be, that would be cool. I would like that.
Oh man, I would love that. I would love that. But yeah, I can't stop thinking about how 2007 might have been the worst thing to ever happen to the Rockies because it let the Monfords think that just doing nothing works.
Yeah,
terrible. A terrible precedent.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like they got really lucky that year and like
exactly
all like, the young guys and then like, I don't know. Never mind.
Oh my gosh, Kale, don't say never mind. No, because these are all important to know. I mean, yeah, let's talk about the Dodgers, though, because they almost always win this division. I loved the year. What was it? Was it 2021? I think it was when they did not win the division because the Giants went on and won like 130 games or whatever. Was it like 107 or 117? It was something ridiculous. The Dodgers didn't win the division that year. They still won 106 games that season, so anyway, we're going to talk about what they've added to make their next season a little more exciting. This went down last night. We found out that the Dodgers and the Rays were in an agreement to trade righty Tyler Glasnow and outfielder Manuel Margot to the Dodgers. In exchange, the Rays will get Ryan Pepiot, who's a right-handed pitcher, and outfielder Johnny DeLuca. But that was all contingent on Glasnow signing an extension with the Dodgers. And then this morning, we've heard that they are working on finalizing that extension. 5 years, $135 million. That is what Jeff Passan has said that he has heard from his sources. And then once the deal is complete, the trade will be official. So that'll be coming down the pipeline over the course of today. Tyler Glasnow to the Dodgers. All right, they've got some more arms. I guess they did need arms. I mean, like Walker Buehler, we don't know what was happening with him, if he's going to be healthy next year or what. But, man, they're going to have Tyler Glasnow locked down for a bit. They're going to have Shohei Ohtani locked down for the next decade. They're putting together something. They're putting together something that will last for a couple of years. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Let me know in the chat, as always. But Another news, our old friend, our short-time friend, Jorge Alfaro, a catcher. Remember him with the hair? The hair? Ah, anyway, he signed with the Cubs. Our friend, Cody Delmendo of CHGO, has decided to just lean in to this little morsel that the Cubs gave them this offseason. He's now a Jorge Alfaro stan account. I think it's pretty funny. They're just getting all hype for, yeah, I feel the same way. I get it. It's not much, but it's something. But his hair is amazing, and he's a nice guy, too, from what I remember from, like, the month that he played here. All right. We got to talk about Yamamoto, though, because Yamamoto, he is, like, the next big thing on the market right now. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the rumors or that he's expected to sign somewhere for about $300 million, looking for about 9 or 10 years. Coming over from Japan, he met with the Phillies yesterday, apparently, and we can't forget about how, you know, Steve Cohen, Uncle Steve of the Mets, flew out to Japan with Kodai Senga's translator, like, a bunch of other people, just to like take him out and like get to know him and be like, hey, you would have a really good time here. Look, like, we already have some translators. I don't know what the deal is, but I mean, I feel like a move like that going all the way to Japan, that's a flex.
Can you explain something to me?
Yeah.
I get all the hype. I kind of get all the hype behind this guy, but mm-hmm. like, how can you give someone $300 million when he hasn't thrown a single pitch in Major League Baseball?
I mean, he is like the best pitcher in Japan right now, though. So, and like,
but like, we've seen people not be able to transfer from league to league before, you know, like, that's just like, I don't know. It's probably a workout, but it just seems like a huge gamble to give someone that much money.
It also does. I mean, honestly, giving Shohei that much money is a gamble too, especially for that long. But I mean, we've seen what he could do. I mean, also, like, I don't know if you remember, like, I was thinking about this the other day. Teams did not want to let Shohei Ohtani, when he first came to America, do both. They didn't want him to be a two-way player. The Angels were the team that was like, yeah, we'll let you do that. What the hell else do we have to lose? So, you know, honestly, like, thank you to the Angels for, like, giving us the gift of Ohtani at his, you know, with all of his skills, the fact that we got to see that. So I guess, like, since, like, honestly, I feel like Ohtani walked so, like, all these other guys can run right now because we saw what we got from him. And it's like, you know what? Like, maybe another team can also experience that with Yamamoto. But, yeah, he's also only 25 years old, too. So, I mean, he's probably got a lot of career left in him. So I think that's also another reason why. That's maybe one of the bigger reasons, too, is his age. Does that answer your question?
I mean, kind of. We're good.
Okay. But yeah, apparently he's just been like steamrolling dudes out there in Japan. So he's like, he's ready. Allegedly. He's allegedly ready. Apparently, a lot of teams obviously would love to have Yamamoto. A lot of teams are looking at him. A lot of teams are, you know, trying to meet with him. But apparently the teams that want him are also watching Dylan Cease as their backup. Like, apparently the Dodgers are. So I guess, yeah, if you can't get Yamamoto, I guess you'll settle for a Dylan Cease. All right. We've got some activity in the chat. The Giants are always smarter than the Dodgers. What? Since when? They did just fire Gabe Kapler. So, yeah, I guess that is pretty smart. But, yeah. Oh, Mike Trout should come here. Mike Trout will die an Angel. Like, he will be on that team. Like, he might be too stubborn. He just might be too stubborn because he signed that big long contract with the Angels. Are they ever going to get it together in his time, in his career? I kind of feel bad for him, but at the same time, he made his bed and now he is lying in it and he's doubling down. They're doubling down. They're like, we're not going to trade him.
But how many dingers would he hit at altitude? Like, let's just.
Oh, gosh.
It would be awesome.
It would be so freaking cool. I would love that. My gosh. It kind of makes me miss, like, CJ Krohn. Like, just another, like, big dude who just, like, hit dingers. I miss CJ Krohn. He's a free agent. All of the Rockies guys that went over to the Angels this season, they're all free agents right now. Let's just get the gang back together.
We might not have any choice. We'll see.
We might not. I do. Mike Moustakas was just like an unmatched personality, though. He was such a great presence. I will miss him forever for the rest of my life. Yeah. All right. We're going to get into our tweets of the week. But first, I do want to mention our friends at Breckenridge Distillery. We love Breckenridge Distillery. And so do the Broncos, because they are the official bourbon of the Denver Broncos. They also have a new vodka that's commemorating the first white alternate Broncos helmet. It's called Broncos Blizzard. Who doesn't love a vodka this time of year? I need it at all the holiday parties. We'll be drinking it at our holiday party tonight because, of course, you know, the bar's closed. But the rest of the weekend, guys, come in. We have cocktails made with Breckenridge Distillery spirits, like some really good stuff, too. And if you're not feeling a cocktail, Reiki Seltzers made with Breck Spirits. I'm obsessed with these right now. You can also try a little sample at any of our Broncos tailgates. I mentioned you can order some cocktails at our watch parties here at the DNVR bar. So make sure you grab a taster. But Breckenridge Distillery products are available in all 50 states, so shop your local retailer or visit BreckenridgeDistillery.com for home delivery of award-winning Breckenridge spirits. Après anywhere. Okay. All right, tweets of the week, fam. People were funny on Twitter this week, and I always appreciate that. Oh, my gosh, we didn't even talk about the Ohtani press conference, but we did find out. I think we were all wondering this, but Eli Walsh on Twitter said, "Do y'all think Ohtani is watching us crawl around for scraps of information like this and laughing?" Guess what? He was right, because we found out that Shohei Ohtani said during his introductory press conference that he was aware of the flight tracking going on last week. And he said that he was just chilling at home with his dog and thought it was funny. Oh, by the way, his dog, the dog that there were rumors that his name had something to do with where he would sign in free agency. Kale, did you hear his dog's name?
Isn't it Decoy?
It's Decoy.
Absolutely hilarious, given the whole plane saga.
We got
absolutely hysterical.
We got freaking played. And Shohei Ohtani, not only is he the best player of our lifetime, the best player of all time, maybe, he's also freaking hilarious. Yeah, we deserved that one. I saw the name was Decoy. I'm like, yeah, we deserved that. We deserved that. Absolutely freaking hilarious. All right. What else do we have in terms of tweets of the week? Oh, yeah. Let's talk about, we're just going to keep talking about the Dodgers. Welcome to our Dodgers podcast. I hate my life. Michael Bauman on Twitter. I don't think the Dodgers need to extend Tyler Glass now. He's super tall already. But
it's a dumb joke, but I gotta chuckle out of
honestly,
it.
Honestly, like, I laughed my stupid ass off at this last night. And I like this from Nick Carboni on Twitter. Glasnow will play for a penny this season, deferring the remaining $134,999,999.99 until 2046 and may opt out if his favorite bullpen catcher is dismissed for any reason. This is hilarious because, I mean, Shohei's contract is ridiculous. We need to make fun of it a little bit, but apparently there is also clauses in his contract that, like, certain front office people can't leave the organization because he wants that constant there for the whole time he is with the Dodgers. He's calling all the shots, calling all the freaking shots. Apparently the Giants offered Shohei a similar amount of money, which I thought was very interesting, like kind of a similar contract, but he chose the Dodgers. And I wonder if it's the little pieces like that in this contract. I don't know. But I enjoyed this joke, Nick. Shout out to you. Thank you. Guys, all right, we're going to start closing out the show. All right, it's a Friday. I'm going to let y'all get on with your weekend. Don't come to the bar tonight. It's closed. We're having our holiday party. We deserve it. Do come tomorrow because we have a lot going on. The Nuggets are playing tomorrow.
So Avs, Nuggets takeover, and Broncos. Huge Broncos game. Plus, there may or may not be a very well-known former Bronco that will be in the bar. But that might not happen, so I didn't say anything.
There may or may not be a well-known former Bronco.
I mean, Todd Davis, who works for us, will certainly be here, so
that counts too.
I'm not lying, technically.
You're not lying. Is Tim Tebow coming to the bar?
I don't think it's Tim Tebow.
It is not Tim Tebow. Okay. Sounds good. But yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. We also have our Nuggets takeover tomorrow. It's also, I'm calling it my birthday party. I made all my friends get tickets to it.
Incredible.
And then Nicholas, who makes our amazing social videos, has lent me this vintage Iverson jersey. I want one of my own. He won't let me have it, but he's lending it to me. Obviously, Iverson, my favorite Sixer of all time. He's technically my favorite Nugget of all time, too. He's a legend. Just talking about practice, you know? Guys, yeah, do come to the bar tomorrow. Hang out with us. We're going to have a really good time. That's what you guys got to know. Kale, do you have any closing thoughts on the Colorado Rockies before we let everyone go?
No. I'm just sad.
You're just sad. I don't know. I don't know if I should be happy or sad that the Rockies are being cautious with signing guys. I know I love to make fun, but I mean, I do want the young guys to play. But also, we have like 5 first basemen.
Yeah, and I wish they would sign a pitcher or two. That would make me feel better. But
like just a rental, you know, just a rental until we can get Marquez back, until we can get Senza back.
Yeah, like just trade for someone. Like, just do it, Rockies. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
But trading with someone means you have to part with a player, and the Rockies can't do that because they have hoarder energy.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. They do be having hoarder energy. Man, I don't know. Kale, where can we follow you on social media?
Follow me on Twitter at Kale Sorbo, Kale with 2 L's.
Kale with 2 L's. Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. Follow us at DNVR_Rockies. We're going to post all the updates that you need to know about anything in the baseball world. And we're going to make fun of ourselves and the teams around us. How does that sound? That sounds good, right? All right. Thanks for joining. I'll be back Monday at 12:15. It might be a very Cleveland show. We might have some special guests. I'm working on it. It'll be really chaotic if it comes together, though. But, guys, stay tuned for that. Yeah. All right. And, Kale, you know what I like to say about closing out a show?
What do you say, Suze?
I say, fuck it, we ball. I don't know what else to say. Fuck it. We ball. I will talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend.
We all silly like the mayor.